Hey, everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs, and Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings.
But it's not about that. But it's not
but it's not, about, not about that.
It's, fact, often it's often about that. About that.
The hell is
I
going
got
on?
Confused.
Me too, for a now. Second.
I Whatever. This week we talk about heavy metal. We talk about Best Buy.
We talk about
old German ladies. We talk about people who die and come back to life.
Old German ladies.
We talked about. And yeah. I said, Guten Tag.
No, see, you weren't listening to the story.
Whatever. And we talk about how much we love you.
Yeah, we do love y'all.
And we'll see you.
We're so glad y'all are listening to the show. We have a lot of new things coming down the pipeline. We're excited. My special is being re-released soon. We may have announced that at this point by the time this episode airs. We'll be very grateful for you watching that. Thank you so much. Share
we'll
it with
be very
friends.
Grateful for you watching that. Thank you.
And we love y'all and
hit it, Grant.
Mom said. Trying to make me go to rehab. I said, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no.
Ray.
I'd rather be at home with Ray. I think she's talking about.
I'd rather be at home with Ray.
I think she's talking about. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, she's talking about Ray. She's talking about Mr. Hathaway. She's talking about singers.
She's home with them?
Well, home listening to music.
Oh, I thought she was with those people.
No, she wasn't hanging with Ray Charles.
Well, I didn't know which Ray she was referring to.
Or Donny Hathaway.
Who's Donny Hathaway?
And this Christmas.
We'll be.
That's Donny Hathaway.
Very technical.
If Grant had a computer and a monitor. What are his big ones?
Oh, he's
someday
like
we'll
vibe-y.
All be free. No, he rips. He's got amazing ones. Anyway.
Donny Hathaway. When did he die? If he did.
Okay.
He died at 33 years old.
Oh shit! I didn't know that.
That's really sad.
Bummer.
Survived by two children, Leah and Kenya.
No, Layla Hathaway, bro.
Oh,
you know Layla Hathaway?
Sorry, I'm really far away from the screen. No, I don't know Layla Hathaway.
Oh.
Hit me with it.
Singer-songwriter.
Sing me something.
What was her? I don't know what her biggins. I don't know what her biggins.
What her biggins?
But she famous. Okay, hey everybody. How are we doing? Everybody feeling good? Everybody feeling amazing?
What was that that just splashed on the screen?
What?
Something you were writing?
Yeah.
About ping pong?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Leave it be.
Gabe and I's...
I literally have to kick you out to continue writing about ping pong.
I won't belabor this too much because I don't think it's worth talking about that much, but Gabe and I's jobs couldn't be any different.
In what way?
Well, you're writing about ping pong.
Yes. And what are you writing about? Ones and zeros?
Nothing. I'm writing about... I'm not writing.
Why aren't you writing? Hey, why aren't you writing?
One day at Christmas. You know what? I was just thinking about that the other day.
Men will be boys.
Because I used to write a lot and I haven't been writing as of late. There are only so many hours in the day. What am I supposed to do? Okay, get this. Get this.
Getting it.
I'm supposed to get 8 hours of sleep. Never. I'm supposed to work out, walk my dog, make 3 square nutritious meals a day, work an entire full-time job, read, write, spend time with friends and family, and meditate?
How
now, brown cow?
And that wasn't even the mentioning of running errands. That wasn't even the mentioning of...
Doing the budgeting and the
dude, it's misery.
It's impossible.
There's not enough time in the day. Hey,
I'm the husband
hey.
And the wife and the baby.
Hey, not true. Not true.
I am.
You're just the you. It we cannot have 24 hours in a day. We need more hours. We need more hours in the day.
Do you think we could rearrange time such that there would be more of it?
Well, Here's,
hold on.
Here's wait. My petition is this. The sleep that we take at night, that is just a nap. And
we outsource it to AI.
No. Monday and Tuesday are one day with a big nap in the middle, but you're only and Monday and Tuesday are both Monday.
This is sounding worse.
Listen.
This is sounding worse than what we currently have.
Listen.
Okay.
So imagine Monday. You do Monday.
Monday.
You go to bed. You wake up. It's still Monday. And all that's being expected of you
is the same Monday
is
stuff.
Is Monday. But okay. Now you've spread it across 2 days.
So the song would go like this.
So then we have
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Wait. But now you're just doubling the week. It would be Monday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I'm petitioning that things should take, we make progress twice as slow.
So you're just saying cut it back 50%. If everyone...
Yes.
Everybody has to do it, otherwise it doesn't work.
Yes.
If everyone knocks it back a clean 50%.
Yes.
We'll have enough time to do all the things we're supposed to do.
That's what I'm saying.
I had last Monday off for Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Uh-huh. And it took me the entire day to do all the stuff I'm supposed to do in a day.
Totally.
Sans work.
No, totally. That's what I'm saying.
I'm realizing lately how valuable my time is.
Totally agree.
And I know it's obviously like blah, blah, blah. But lately I've been like, wait, I'm spectacular. My brain is delightful. My brain is not.
Bro, that was the same bongo as doom, 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 doom. Teach me how to dug. You know what I'm talking about?
They be like smooth. What? Can you teach me how to doggy? Then why? Because all the girlies love me. All them girls love me.
He said bitches.
And hey, I'm glad I said what
I'm
I said.
I'm glad you said what you said.
I'm glad what I said is what I said.
All the bitches love me.
But do they? Probably, though.
Probably. If I was at a party with him dougying.
If he taught you how to dougie.
I'd probably love him.
You'd love him. Ultimately.
I've loved a man for less.
No, totally. A man could teach you how to dougie and all them bitches would love him.
All the bitches love me.
If he taught all them bitches how to dougie.
No, I mean, it's major.
It's major.
It's major. Okay.
That's a big leap. Okay, my double day. You're saying it took you all of your day off to do what you're supposed to do in the evening.
To do what I'm supposed to do in one morning / evening. Wark the dog. Guard up larders. Go to the grocery store. Make my bed. Oh, heaven forbid I do any of that.
Dude, I got real horny for making my bed these days. Every day, flip, tuck, 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 tuck. Make the pillows, cut them in half. You know when you cut the pillows in half and you do like a little chop?
See, this is the thing though, ooh. Is I genuinely like, I'm happy with my life the way it is. If I fall in love, I fall in love. I'm not like jonesing for a husband at the moment. However, when I hear you say something like that, I'm like, okay, so Lauren's not making her bed in the morning. Like there is some division of labor that frees her up to do more. Everything that happens in my household has to be done by me.
No, I understand this. I understand. It totally, I'm not arguing the division of labor.
Is there an addition of labor with marriage as well?
Yes.
That evens it out?
Yes.
What's the addition?
There's a lot of navigating of another person's schedule, another person's expectations, another person's, well, expectations, schedule, needs. So now all the events that they have to go to, you have to go to. Mm. It is not like half your stuff goes away.
Because
the amount of stuff needed to get done doubles, but the help also doubles.
But the amount of stuff doesn't double because some things you're sharing. Like there is one bed that needs to be made. Which is true at my house too.
Agree. I totally get it. I'm just saying it's not a clean like half my problems.
Yeah.
Because you are adding a bunch of problems, and now with baby, it's two people who are just drowning every day. And in those drownings, I take one moment where I was peeing, and I add an extra 30 seconds to that pee.
No, I understand.
The bed.
I understand. Baby makes it all the more difficult. I'm not arguing that baby changed. I'm not arguing that baby doesn't change everything. I'm saying prior to baby, when you're in a couple, I have to imagine that someone else making the bed and someone else doing some of the chores frees up a level of energy for me.
Yeah, probably.
Anyone out there wants to do half my chores? yeah. hit me in the comments.
It's not as clean as it sounds, but I do understand the case you're making, and I agree with the case you're making.
If you want to live with me and not do any work, miss me. Block me.
Don't.
Love me.
Don't.
Choose me.
Make me bed.
Sorry. Block me, not our podcast page.
What were we talking about before that?
God, I could never recall. Oh, double day. Recall.
Double day. I think we are making too much progress. Too much progress. We've made enough progress. We don't need more progress. Progress has been made.
Progress is actually about to accelerate like tenfold.
But that's what I'm saying is we're fine. So we, as the human ones, can take a double day. You need something from me on Monday. I have 48 hours where I'm still in Monday.
It's too bad you can't outsource Pilates class to AI.
Not yet.
If I could build an AI agent that took Pilates for me.
And you could just download the results?
I would be strong. I would be strong.
Download the body results?
I would be extremely strong.
I think that's the premises. The premises.
The premise? My God. I think that's the premise Ryan Murphy of Gattaca. Show?
Oh, yeah, Ryan Murphy. Yeah, no, Ryan Gattaca, Murphy, yeah, sort of the Gattaca of before is now Ryan totally. Murphy, yeah.
How bad does that fucking, what's-his-face movie about the AI judge movie look?
Bad, dude.
Bro.
What are you talking about?
It's called Mercy, I think.
Chris...
AI judge.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Chris
Pratt.
Thank you. It's Chris Pratt's new movie where it's like, your wife has been... He gets like... He like wakes up in some chair with a bunch of screens around him and some AI judge says, your wife has been murdered and you have been found guilty. You have 24 hours to prove that it wasn't you. And so he can use any surveillance footage he can find to try to put together the pieces to prove that his wife wasn't killed by him. It looks so
stressful.
It's Chris Pratt sitting in a chair for 24 hours.
No.
Miss me with that, bro.
No. That is like a
hey,
that is
does
like
he
a,
sing? No.
No.
That's is like he a, playing ping pong? No.
You mean like Shulamu?
Like, is he playing ping pong?
It just that kind of
is he
of
going
movie,
to visit the planet Arrakis?
That kind of movie where like film
is he going to make chocolate? That's different than any chocolate we've ever seen. My point is, if he's not Chalamet, miss me with that movie.
But that kind of movie is the kind of movie where like a filmmaker is breaking form and an actor is like putting on the performance of a lifetime. And it's like, miss me.
I think
like,
that movie
whatever
is,
happened
no, it's not
to
filmmaker, it's dad movie.
Shuffle ball change,
no,
boys.
It's dad movie. It's giving like...
Good old fashioned entertainment.
It's getting like it would have been on Spike TV 10 years ago, 15 years ago. You remember Spike TV?
Yeah.
Where like all the Rambo would show every 10 hours.
Dad vibes.
Okay, yeah. similar premise, but actually done super well. Literally forget the name of the movie and
God,
the actor.
God.
It's he's like Jake Gyllenhaal where
he's in the car.
No, where he's the where he's the not like the 911 operator. Have you seen that?
Oh, no, but I know what you're
it's
I know what
so
you're talking
about. Good. I literally forget what it's called. But he's a 911 operator and he has to like save this girl from being kidnapped or something. But the whole movie takes place in the call center.
That's crazy.
And it's still done so well. Like, that's crazy. It's the actual good version of that bullshit Mercy movie that's coming out.
Hey.
I love Gyllenhaal. I think he's very underrated.
He's rated.
I think he's underrated. I feel like people don't talk about him as much as they should.
Well,
he's
because rated. Of what he did with the cardigan and the scarf.
What?
Something about... Fuck, he did something to betray Taylor Swift and make her write a song.
Oh, I'm okay with that. Oh, yeah. But at this point, who hasn't, bro? You know what I mean?
Not me.
Oh,
my record is clean.
Yeah, as far as like you
pissing
and Taylor Swift's
off?
Relationship. Yeah, you guys are good.
We're cool.
You and Taylor.
I've got a clean report card with Taylor Swift.
That's
not
good news.
Not a single time have
not
I
a single time.
That
not
woman.
A single time did you fuck her and leave. Not once.
Or anything for that matter.
Yeah. You didn't absolutely kiss her and never call her back.
So yesterday I went to the park with some friends and
you were being a villager?
I was being a villager.
Oh, we talked about this last week.
No. This is so villager, actually.
We talked about this last week. 2026, girl, cook something. 2026, Piper, put your shoes on. 2026, boy, have some whimsy. 2026, girl, cook something unless you have a person living with you. And if that's a man, make sure that he cooks something and draw you a bath. 2026, be a villager.
Be a villager. Okay, so
if you want
a
village, be a villager.
This is some real villager shit. I was with some friends and we went to the park and I drove.
Villager.
And I was parking my car, parallel parking my car across the street from some young men, very young men, probably like 11 years old, these two dudes, maybe even younger. They were little. And as I'm parking my car, one of the little boys is yelling across the street to me saying, "Excuse me, ma'am, I'm saving up, blah, 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 blah. Are you interested in blah?" And I can't hear him. So I roll down my window all the way and I say to this little boy, "I can't hear you. Give me a second." I finish parallel parking. I get out of the car. I cross the street to where they are and I say, "Gentlemen, try this again. What were you saying to me earlier?" And this little boy looks at me and goes, "I was yelling. I don't know why you couldn't hear me." And I was like, "Okay, so we're rock and roll with it." Turns out the reason they were selling a cooler full of water bottles on the side of the road is because they're saving up to buy a bass guitar and a drum set for their band. I said, "I support this wholeheartedly. What's your music like?" And they're like, "Do you guys like rock and roll? Do you guys like punk?
Do you guys like rock and roll? And do you guys said, like punk? We are saving up to become the greatest band of all time."
He says to me, "I sing death metal." Me and my friends say, "Oh, lay it on us. How do you sing death metal?" He says, "You have to strain your diaphragm like you're gonna take a dookie shit."
Hold on, this boy said dookie shit?
"Strain your diaphragm like you're gonna take a dookie shit and then just yell from your gut." And then he says, "Kill the corpse! Kill the corpse! Kill the corpse!" And he's doing it. I'm doing a bad job. He actually was sort of doing like a screamo thing. Incredible.
"Strain hard like you gotta take a dookie shit. Strain hard like you gotta take a dookie shit.
Strain hard like you gotta take a dookie shit. Strain hard like you gotta take it. Get an awesome lyric like kill the corpse. Awesome lyric like
kill the corpse. And get an
awesome lyric like kill the corpse.
And that's what
awesome
you
lyric
need.
Like
and that's what you need."
Okay, so this little boy standing at the side of the road starts doing a screamo performance for us.
Okay, that's fire.
So he's like this tall, right? Like he's like,
mind you,
dude.
I know you feel this way, but let me let the listener know that you are loving this.
I'm like, follow your dreams, my guy.
Yeah.
So his little friend is sitting on the cooler going like this. Playing air drums, making sounds with his
mouth. Because they haven't sold enough.
They don't have instruments. That's why they're selling the water bottles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So these boys are going, the guy sitting on the cooler going,
that's entrepreneurism.
And the other little boy's going, rah, 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 rah. And me and my friends are standing on the sidewalk just like, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then he goes,
do they have a name
guys,
for the band?
I didn't catch it. But what I did catch was that I Venmo'd them, of course, because they put on a performance.
Yeah, hell yeah. They've earned it.
The Venmo handle was for a junk removal business, which must be one of their parents. Cute. Which I was like, this rocks. Anyway, they do this performance for us where one plays the air drums and one screams. And then he teaches us how to scream by feeling like you need to take a dookie shit.
Okay, so he's an educator.
He's an educator. And it was very personable, very charming. Both of them were. And then he looks at us and he goes, "What kind of music do you guys like?" And my friend Cass goes, "I love Paramore." And they go, "We don't know what that is." Which I'm like, okay, so we're old.
Yeah, but also. They should know their history.
So boys. She says, she stands at the side of the road. Now the two boys just standing there by their cooler. And she's going this. "Whoa, I never meant to brag, but I got it when I want it now."
Just screaming at the boys.
A performance back to them of Paramore.
Yeah.
Then we each Venmo them a couple of bucks and we said, "Good luck with your dreams, boys."
Did they Venmo you back for your performance?
They should have, because we sang some Paramore to them.
And that's art back and forth.
I'm telling you, we stood there for a long time screaming back and forth, singing back and forth.
That's fun.
us and these little dudes.
And what they were selling, just water?
What, just water bottles. What I love the most about them is that I can, what I love the
in
most
the
about
winter,
them
bro.
Is
in the winter, bro. In the winter, dude.
I was like, they're, I don't selling want your
water bottles. In,
I was like, I don't want your
February
water, but I will give you some money. But I, but what I love the most about them is they were talking to us, these like 9, 10, 11 year old dudes were talking to us like they know so much more about music than us.
Totally.
Which is amazing. And some of the friends I was with are literally professional musicians, but totally, we were like, talk your shit, dude.
No, for real.
Educate us, my guy.
Bro, that age, that age.
You're just like,
it's so good. It's so good.
It brought so much joy to my heart, especially when he said dookie shit. He said, like, you're going to take a dookie shit.
Kill the corpse. Kill the corpse.
This is not the right background for death metal.
I can't do death metal.
Yeah, me neither, clearly. Because I don't want to damage my voice. Even if I do the dookie shit method.
That score is really giving... What's the banger in Tarzan?
Oh... All of them, first of all. Second of all, those happy who cry and it will beat. But no. Or, no. What's
it's
the,
just 80s. You're like recognizing
worlds,
an 80s
one family,
sound.
Trust your heart. That
let
one?
Fate decide.
Which one are you? Which one
when
are
is
you?
He, when he like, when he like swanging around?
Whatever you do, I do it too.
Yeah, yeah.
Do me anything and do me
what's that
how.
One, what's that one called? Strangers Like Me. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
It's so that good.
It's so good.
Whatever you do, I do it too. Show me everything and tell me how. It all means something and yet nothing to me. That lyric is crazy. I can see there's much to learn.
Hold on.
Whatever you do, I do it too. Show me everything and tell me how. It all means something and yet nothing to me.
And then dum bum dum.
I can see there's so much to learn. It's all so close and yet so far. I see myself as people see me. Oh, I just know there's something bigger out there. I wanna know, can you show me?
You get it. That's a banger, dude.
Why'd you guys get quiet and give up on the best part of the chorus?
Because it's
commit to
it for real, please.
It's too high, and I want a different.
Come on, just do it. Commit to it, and if your voice cracks, that's what it is.
No. I got it. It was just the chords are harder than I wanted them to be, and I'm converting because it says A sharp, but I'm playing B flat because that's how my brain hears it. Doesn't matter. Said too much out loud.
I wanna know, can you show? I want to know about these strangers like me. Tell me more. Please show me something familiar about these strangers like me. That might be the first time in history. That might be the first time in 30 years that Gabe and I were singing and it made Grant dance instead of cringe. He was over there bopping.
That shit fucking bangs,
it's
bro.
So good, dude.
I want to know.
His placement is so good. He's got one of them voices.
Anyway,
bro.
Could you write a haiku about these rockers that I met at the park? These absolute rock
totally
heads, metal heads,
totally
death metal heads.
To shred is the way. If you don't have it in you, find it, let it out.
Whoa.
To shred is the way. If you don't have it in you, find it. Let it out.
Furthermore, what's Paramore?
Furthermore, what's Paramore? Dude, what's Paramore?
He's like, we don't know what that is.
It's crazy.
These two boys, they both had long hair. They looked like little
rockers. No, but think about it though. Like, think about when you were into a thing that you had first gotten into and it's like becomes your whole life. Grant and I were talking about this the other day. You just like, you go all in that sort of like, I just learned about this thing. So now this is my whole identity. This is my whole whatever.
I love it.
But you don't
That's
know.
That's all childhood is.
You don't know a fucking thing about it. It's amazing.
That is a whimsical childhood. Like, I was so happy to see these little boys out doing their thing.
Dude, it's the best.
They have a dream. They're believing in it. It's the best. They're talking to strangers, which is hard to do.
Hey, maybe we should do a little more of that where we like...
Should we go to the park and sell water bottles and say, please listen to our podcast?
Well, less about that business plan, but honestly, maybe. Less about that as a business plan. More about the like... find a thing that can just take over your identity.
Well,
can we each find a new hobby this year that just absolutely we build an identity around in a span of a week?
That sounds like a fun thing. I've gotten kind of into learning about technology.
That is your choice.
I'm just saying I've had some recent breakthroughs that are making me feel like maybe I too could be a scientist.
Bro, we could all be scientists.
And ultimately, this is a STEM podcast.
It is a STEM podcast. We do know this.
Grant
has a new desk chair, and I don't know if we can
lean as far back as you can.
If it's possible to cut to the Grant cam right now, but
lean as far back as you can.
He is high risk. We knew he would fall. Grant just fell. I hope the Grant cam can show this. Grant just absolutely wiped out.
No, I'm looking at the frame, and we got the whole fall all the way down on camera. So.
Thank God. Speaking of scientists, I went to Best Buy this week. How's that connective tissue for you? Here's the thing. Hello? Can I tell a story and you listen? Or are you doing underscore?
You do underscore for my stories, so I was doing underscore for your stories.
Wow.
Wait, here's the thing. How the fuck is Best Buy still in business? Because
this is where I'm headed.
You go there, you test out the computer, and then you go home and order it on Amazon.
Bro, here's what here's what I'll fight for Best Buy. Open box rips. Because you go in there and you're like, hey, do you have this open box? Thank you. If you're going to do it. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So I went into Best Buy this week, and that place, first of all, is time travel. Second of all, it's the first time that I went into an environment like that. I do need you to be able to listen and contribute more than bad beatboxing. That's sort of the difference between our scoring.
I'm also staring straight down the camera. Haven't heard a word you said.
No,
sorry, something about open box.
Bro, what? Can be here to yes and be here to end.
Okay, yes and
be here to
what
yes
else?
And be here to end.
Yes, so I and went to what Best else? Buy.
That place is time travel. That place is you walk in and you're like, my visit to Best Buy this week was the first time that I walked in and went, oh, this is just a big warehouse.
You just said visit. My visit to Best Buy this week.
And when I said, can you listen to my story and contribute and yes and, I didn't mean pick apart the way the words are falling out of my mouth.
My visit to Best...
My God.
My visit to Best Buy this week.
My visit to Best Best. My visit to Best Best this week. My visit to... In Best Buy, I was like, this is just a warehouse full of shit and there's people in blue polos. I can't talk.
My visit had my people visit, in blue polos. My visit to Best Buy, I saw people in blue polos.
You're like, you walk in and someone's like, hey, what are you looking for? And you're like, a mini fridge. And they're like, okay, over in the back corner. And you're like, cool. And then you find that item.
You went to Best Buy for a mini fridge?
Well, I looked online and it was like, Best Buy has the exact one that you want in store right now.
I wouldn't have even thought that they sold fridges.
They sell a ton of appliances.
You can like dishwasher?
Yeah. Washer, dryer, dishwasher, microwave.
I thought Best Buy was for laptop.
Both.
And when you think about it, a refrigerator is the laptop.
For your kitchen.
For the Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And the dishwasher is the laptop for the mug.
Listen, a refrigerator is the laptop. It's more of a desktop. A refrigerator is a desktop for your Diet Coke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's how it gets all its work done.
And that proves that you're ready to be a scientist, Al. You're on your way. So I went into Best Buy. I immediately found the thing that I was going to get, mini fridge. Found it, saw it, see you were looking right at it. Walk up to a person. I'm like, hey, can I buy that? Mm-hmm. And they're like, totally. I'm like, sick. What do I do? He's like, let me find someone who works in this department. I said, you don't? He said, nah. I said, okay.
He said, nah, I work at Target.
He said, nah, I work over there. I said, we're in the same store, bro. I don't know what you got. There are different buttons to push.
Damn.
You're here right now.
Best Buy, your customer experience is disjointed.
He said, let me find somebody. I said, great. So then what I'm trying to do is track down another person, another blue polo. I'm like, what's up, bro? Can I do this? He said, yeah, sorry. I don't work in this department. I said, who does? He said, that guy. He points over at two people, a line of 10 people. I'm like, yeah. No, I totally
get it. The mini fridge department was so popular.
I said, I totally get it that that guy works here, wondering if anyone else could work here for 1 second so that I could
for
get
one
this thing.
Single second.
I'm literally touching it. Can you scan it? I leave. Please.
Scan it? I leave. I know y'all have the same system.
Please. So then I have to wait in line with a gentleman who is doing one of these moves. I literally walk in on the cast of the worst play you've ever seen. Like, if I were to be a casting director, yeah, you trying to stifle the yawn didn't totally work. Allie tried to stifle the yawn because she's so fucking bored with what I'm saying.
Well, you're talking about the people who stood in line at Best Buy with.
I know. Join me in the story.
Engage. I'm
listening. I'm trying. Play along. Do the podcast.
If you run back the footage, I'm engaging in your story. I can't help that my body wanted to yawn.
No, if you run back the footage, you'll see Allie do this. Trying to stifle the yawn, her whole head shakes and she's going as if I'm not gonna fucking notice that she's yawning in the middle of my story. Instead of joining, maybe playing one of the characters.
Okay.
Maybe
okay.
Hop in as
I'll
one of the characters.
I'll be the old man in the line at Best Buy.
Let me fucking set you up, bro. My God. My God. The other day, my manager said to Allie in a social setting, it's a shock. Steven, we know you said this.
No, it wasn't a social setting. It was a one-on-one conversation.
That's a social setting, not a business setting.
Oh.
He said to her, I am shocked that you guys have done this podcast for over a year.
And you know what? I don't know if he said shocked.
And you know what? In moments like these, I say, me too, Steven.
I don't know if he said shocked. He just was remarking on how good we've done at sticking to this.
It's been fun, except for in moments like these. So I have to go get in line with the cast of the worst play you've ever seen. Let me paint the picture. Two people, obviously overwhelmed. There's a couple speaking a different language to the one lady, and she can't, they're speaking German or something and trying to figure
out. Oh, I can do Guten Tag.
Yeah, and also Guten Tag to you. The fridge will come in 3 days.
Oh, I need the fridge today. Eins, zwei, eins.
Yeah, 1, 2, 1. Yeah. No, I totally understand that, but the fridge is coming. So that's happening over here on this kiosk.
Yeah.
The kiosk next door, this guy is trying to wrap up the thing with old guy. Behind him is the oldest, angriest woman I've ever seen in my life.
Oh.
Sitting down in a chair, the only chair in the whole store she found and dragged over to
sit.
Well,
maybe she had the similar experience to you, which was trying to talk to so many employees.
100%. So this guy finishes up and he's doing the thing where he's finished, he walks away, he comes back, no exaggeration, 5 or 6 times and asks an additional question while the guy's trying to move on.
Mm-hmm.
So that guy's doing that whole like, and the rebate will come in cash or in the, but, and we're like, whoa, this is crazy.
Don't you feel like in the age of AI and in the age of like everything being so futuristic, we can just be done with rebate?
Totally agree. Just like.
Rebate who?
No, here's why rebate. Because Best Buy wants to hang on to that money for a little while, make a little interest on it, and then send it back to you.
Yeah, but it's like,
no, totally. So that guy finally wraps up. This old lady, she says, is it my turn? And they go, yep, how can we help you? She goes, follow me. And she immediately stands up. She said, I just want a toaster.
What?
And she immediately turns.
Okay,
And I'm with her because just want a mini fridge.
I'm with her.
And I have to stand in line. So he's like, okay, great. I'll have somebody come to help you. She's like, no, you help me. He's like, I can't leave the desk. We're like, okay. So these guys are yelling. So then someone comes to help this old lady. The next lady steps up after everyone's been yelling. And I think in an attempt to change the vibe, this woman walks up and I watch her go, hi. So, I want to get
seven.
And the girl's going, what? So I'm standing here in the middle of all this chaos, just want a mini fridge.
Right.
Just want a mini fridge.
Something you could have gotten at any other place, really.
Any other place, which I know last week we talked about time being valuable. I've never felt my time
slip through your tip.
I felt like I had it just slipped right through my tip. My time had just slipped through the tip. Absolutely. Sometimes you have the time to
to let it slip right through the tip, and other times you need to keep the time right inside of your tip. And this is one where I felt time slipping through the tip. Yeah, this is one where I felt time. This is one where I felt tick tock slipping through my tip.
Anyway,
do you guys think our songs have gotten worse?
Totally. Each and every day they get worse. Each and every day we get worse. Each and every day you listen less. We have nothing to say more about Best Buy other than I will never again. You walk in and you felt like you just handed the keys to your life to this business and said, "You run my life for the next 2 hours."
That's the same feeling you get in an airport.
Totally. Where you walk in and you go,
liminal space.
You're in charge of me for
time is falling, slipping through the tip into the black hole.
Into the black hole. It's what I will say though is there's a moment of resistance where you're like, can I speed this up? Can I make this go faster? Can I get this figured out? But then in those moments in the airport and at Best Buy, when you just go, you know what?
C'est la vie.
C'est la fucking
wherever
vie,
you go. Man.
There you are. Wherever you are, there's where you're supposed to be. Wherever you go,
wherever you go,
there you are.
There you are.
Wherever you are,
wherever you are,
there's where you're supposed to be.
And that's literally the song that's happening in my head at Best Buy. Anyway.
Wait, that's really peaceful, actually, if that's actually your vibe.
No, totally. I had my bucket hat on that you made fun of me for.
You look so stupid in that hat.
No.
You look so stupid in your hat.
No.
And do you want to know who else thinks you look stupid in that hat?
The Adoits?
No.
No.
Worse.
My mom?
Worse.
My wife?
Yes.
Damn. Okay, well... I'll go ahead and just, you go ahead and do a haiku about Best Buy, and then...
I have also a crazy story to tell you about a guy who drove me in an Uber last night. Wherever you go, there you are. Best Buy or the San Francisco Bay.
Sure. Wherever you go, there you are. Best Buy or the San Francisco Bay?
Anywhere from Best Buy to the San Francisco Bay. To the San Francisco Bay. Anywhere from Best Buy to the San Francisco Bay. Okay, so I got in an Uber last night, and the guy driving my Uber had like hot dude hands, like extremely hot dude hands.
Like these?
No way.
And what about these is not?
Think bigger.
Damn.
Tattoo.
Bummer.
Stronger. Veinier. Strong guy hands, like big hot guy.
So these are hands. Not these are not that.
No, they're annoyed.
These are too small, not veiny enough, not enough tattoo, weak.
Last night I was talking to some people and I answered, someone asked me a question and I answered noy. And one of the other people was like, what does noy mean? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Just making things difficult for no reason.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, by the way, when you started a story and said hot guy hands, did you notice how I listened, contributed, offered something, a little game to play? Are these this? That's just how it helps when you're telling stories, maybe.
Didn't you hear me say Guten Tag?
Totally. You threw a Guten Tag after I forced you to say Eins zwei Eins. Keep going.
Okay.
Hot guy hands.
Hottest guy hands. Immediately he starts talking. He's from New Zealand. I'm like, who is this guy? And then I was with friends and I was like, who are you, sir? And he was like, well, you know, he was being really vague, but like in a cheeky way. And I was like, what's his deal? And then finally I pry it out of him. He was Aquaman stunt guy.
Hell yeah.
Jason Momoa's stunt guy. And he told me a story about how he died on set.
That's incredible.
He said,
wait, so he was as big as Momoa?
Yeah.
Did he have the hair of Momoa?
No.
He had the thicky.
He had the bod.
He had the bod, thicky daddy bod of Momoa.
He had the bod.
He had the bod in the hands.
And so I was like, wait a second. I found myself in a situation in which I'm in an extremely hot man's car. Here we go. Anyway, we're chatting. I ask him, what's your favorite movie? He looks at me through the rearview mirror and he says, Harry Potter. And I said, which one? And he said, I've never seen them. I just saw you and I thought of Harry Potter. And I was like, okay.
Is that flirting?
He said I looked like the girl.
Which one?
Emma Watson. To which I was like, so you're flirting with me? It's really hard to tell. But if you think I look like Harry Potter, I'm really going to struggle with that.
I looked back at you and saw a lightning bolt on your forehead and your little spectacles.
He
and
said,
I went,
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
You little boy. Anyway, I said, stop faking what's your favorite movie and tell me what movie you've been in. He explains it to me. He tells me a scene from a movie. I don't know if I should repeat it because he is ultimately probably NDA'd, but I'll tell you guys after. Anyway, he tells me this story and he says, yes, and then I drowned it.
And then wait, sorry. Did he say drowned it or did you say drowned it because you're you?
He said, I drowned it. And I said, what? And he said, I drowned it in the ocean. Jeans on, boots on, I drowned it.
Jeans on, boots on, I drowned it. Damn.
He said, they told me to walk toward the edge. And I said, this is too far. And they said, keep walking. And I said, this is too far. And then the waves grabbed me and I drowned it.
I'm trying to think of a New Zealand accent. We totally. Can I stop walking now? This is as far out as I should probably
keep
go.
Keep going. Keep going.
This is as far out as I should probably go. The ocean's going to get me.
Keep going.
The ocean's about to get me. Oints by oints.
I don't want to drown it. In.
I don't want to drown it out here. Please. Can I go back in? I'm covered in Levi's and boots. So much denim. You know the ocean famously hates denim.
Denim.
I don't want to walk out here any further. Please. Please. And then Jason Momoa comes on and says, Jee-hoo! You got to walk out there, brother.
Anyway, he vaguely told us the story of his death. And he said multiple times, and then I drowned it. Like, he said it like 6 or 7 times.
But if it's about his actual death and like a serious thing for him, you can't be laughing at drowned it. So y'all in the car are stifling drowned it.
First of all, he's super hot. Second of all, I'm with my friends, which makes me giggly anyway. And then he said drowned it a couple times, talking about the story of his own death. To which,
here's a question. How is he hot enough that he said drowned it and he was still hot?
Yes.
That is so hot, dude.
Yes.
That's so hot.
He said, drowned it. And then I repeated back, drowned it? And he
said. Think about if someone, if you thought someone was attractive, someone at home, if whatever you're into, think about an attractive person. If they say drowned it and then you still think they're attractive, that is a hot person.
Well, the other thing that was amazing about the conversation was he didn't reveal to us, like, he didn't tell the story in a normal way where he was like, yeah, actually I was in a film where I died on set and they resuscitated me. Like, it was a really serious injury.
Did they do the zzz or the...
I don't know, but he told the story in such an order that was like, wait, you died in the movie or you died in real life? And he's like, I drowned it. I died. And we're like, okay.
And you're like,
I'm like, so you died, like you went to the hospital in your wet jeans and wet boots.
No, totally. I was in the hospital for quite a while, actually, because I had drowned it.
Mo kept being like, did you wake up in the hospital in wet boots? Or did they like...
Nah, they took me boots off. Took me boots off. Hold on. Totally, no way there, all right? No, they took my bloody boots off, mate, and they were storing them outside in the sun so they could dry off a bit.
Dry off.
And they also stored me out in the sun so I could dry off a bit
Straight up. You guys, we all were in love with this man.
Of course.
All of us. And he told us the story of his death. He told us the story of coming back to life. He said he took the bag he got from dying.
Oh.
And bought his mom a house.
Wow.
And then we said, would you die again for another bag? And he was like, yeah. But we never defined the terms of what it means to die. I was like, you were all the way like medically dead?
Yeah, well, in that I don't totally remember what happened there.
He keeps being like, yeah, I died in that movie. I died.
I died in that movie there.
How often do you meet someone that tells you the story of their own death?
Never, dude. What?
And what they did with the money they got from dying.
That's crazy.
No,
that man's
I know.
Crazy.
I know. He's a bad driver, too. We love.
Of course, he's a bad driver. He's trying to die again. He's trying to die again and get a bag.
We love you, down. We love you long
time. He's trying to
get a
bag.
And by the way, all true stories. We looked it up after we got out of the car, and he exists and was in that film. And yeah.
Was there news about him dying?
There was news about him.
Drowned it?
There was news about him.
New York Times. New York Times. Actor drowned it on set.
Actor drowned it on set of Aquaman 2. Local stuntman redacted. Drowned it after being forced to walk into the water covered in denim.
Listen.
Authorities say he probably wouldn't have drowned it if he wasn't covered in so much boots and denim.
You're joking, but that's how much the word drowned it was said in the car. Over and over again. And you should have heard him say resuscitated. It was crazy. It was like, resuscitated.
How did he say?
I just remember hearing it and being like, oh my God, that was worse. But I don't recall.
Wow. Drowned it is very good.
Anyway. You don't have to write a haiku about that. I just literally just remembered that as you were telling your story about Best Buy.
No, I definitely can write a haiku about that.
You already wrote a haiku today. It would be a never before done three haiku moment.
No, but that's because we've recorded two episodes.
No. You wrote a haiku earlier in this episode about the rock and roll.
True. Damn.
Yeah. Okay.
Rock and roll, Best Buy.
Let's do a voice note.
My God.
I just told a bonus story. Y'all welcome.
Wow. And hey, did you notice how I contributed to that story?
Do a voice note.
Did you notice how that was a good contribution?
We have to move on. Grant just gave us a signal.
I'm just trying to coach because...
Coach!
Because you just left me out there telling... You just left me out there telling a Best Buy story.
Coach! I'm trying to do my death metal.
Stop. Each and every week, you send us a voice note sharing a problem that you have, asking us to try to help you, and we try to help you through the power of beautiful music, or at the very least, music. This one comes in from our new friend, Sherry.
Hi, guys. My name is Sherry.
Hey, girl.
I'm actually a new fan of the podcast. I just stumbled on you guys over the holidays. So I've been binge-watching all of your episodes, trying to catch up on the last year. Sherry. It's been really fun. My problem is this. I've noticed that when you play the voice notes from all of your other listeners, they all have these really amazing speaking voices. They're super calm and soothing, and
Sherry,
just their tone of voice is just smooth and beautiful. I'm from the Midwest. I'm a fellow Michigander. I live in Minnesota now. And I say things like, oh, and pronounce things like Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
So my problem is this. If I ever want to call in on a podcast or a radio station or submit a voice note like this, how can I make my voice sound cooler and just like more smooth and regal like your other listeners? Thanks for your help.
Okay, Sherry, you're sneaky because you know you have a beautiful speaking voice.
Yeah, Sherry.
Sherry, there's no way you don't know you have a beautiful speaking voice. You
Grant,
obviously
you were
do.
About to say something.
I immediately heard the Minnesota and loved it.
Agreed.
And don't shy away from your Minnesota.
Well, Minnesota happens to be very cool right now because those people are sort of in them streets fighting fascism every day.
Totally.
So Minnesota's about to be hot.
Yes, Minnesota's hot, so don't change what you're up to, Sherry. Just keep doing the Minnesota thing and let the others come around to it. It's culture changes every day and you gotta stay what you're up to because eventually what you're doing will come back in style like bell-bottom jeans. So keep saying Trader Joe's. Keep saying Trader Joe's and, oh, I'm sorry. And keep saying Grant. And keep saying Al. And keep saying... anything you want to say in the way that you say it, because beauty is in the ear of the beholder. You know what I mean?
Though Minnesota
Minnesota's cool, it's getting hot, hot, hot these days. Though Minnesota's cool, it's getting hot, hot, hot these days. People in the streets, they're yelling, America's thinking it's so hot. Though Minnesota's cool, it's getting hot, hot, hot these days. Cause beauty's in the ear of the beholder, Sherry. So you'll be fine. Don't change what you're up to, Sherry.
Minnesota's
hot. Okay, but actually though, Sherry, great voice. Great
Sherry,
voice.
Send us another note of how you would call someone dying in the water.
You would say, what are you trying to say?
Would you say drowned it?
Oh, would you say drowned it? Would you say someone died in the water is drowned it? Well, this reminds me of a story. our friend Michelle tells this, and this is my favorite story of Midwest voice. She was at like a church retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And the pastor, it was a bunch of ladies. It was a ladies' church.
Oh, yeah.
You know the story.
I know this one.
And she was, the pastor on stage was trying to get everybody to pray out loud. And it was all these Midwestern ladies gathered in like northern Michigan at some camp. And no one understood the assignment except one woman who started to pray out loud in a room full of like 400 people. And they were all supposed to pray out loud at the same time, you know, whatever. So apparently it's silent. And just this Midwest voice you hear cut through the air. Silent, and you just hear God. It's so
God?
Good. God. It's so good, dude. Sherry, don't change. You don't have to change.
God.
And I also can understand, by the way, again, the Adoids are awesome. I can tell in Sherry's tone that Sherry knows that she's just feeding us good banter.
Yeah, because she's smart.
She knows. Sherry's
smart.
Smart.
And she has
I can
a beautiful
tell.
Speaking voice. She probably does. She probably does voiceover work. Sherry, you're not fooling anyone.
Sherry is just playing the game of the podcast really well. Very good job.
God?
Now has come the time for
God.
Sterling Silver.
What if we did a metal version?
Sterling Silver.
The fact that you do 80s synth every time I do heavy
metal.
It's
the quickest one I can get to. It's the quickest one I can get to.
Speaking of villager, I've decided, and I'm probably not going to go through with this, but in my heart, I want to start playing Minecraft again. Speaking of nothing activities.
Yeah, because we had that nothing day last week. Yes.
And relaxing the brain and being a villager. There's villagers in Minecraft.
Yeah, I love that.
I think I should. I think the world would be a better place if everyone played Minecraft.
Mm.
I agree.
Mm.
Just building, creating.
Mm. Just mm-hmm. chilling, vibing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Guys, is I'm going to reveal in something
journal?
In this moment.
He's
in
my journal.
Well, it's regarding
that's
what he
it
just
in
said.
The journal? It's just Minecraft?
Regarding what he just said, I'm going to reveal something.
Okay.
I don't know what Minecraft is.
So Minecraft is a movie.
I agreed with Grant to be a good listener and say yes and.
Minecraft is a movie. Actually, you know what? Tell us what you think Minecraft is.
Minecraft is a special place that you go to in Twitch. And you have building a city and shooting the guys down.
No. So, no. But that's great. Minecraft is actually a film starring Jack Black and Jason Momoa.
It's not a game.
And it's the beginning of Jason Momoa's downfall that we are witnessing.
Ladies and gentlemen, firsthand. Thank you so much for listening to this show. We're so glad that
you do. I didn't rank the brothers.
Oh, my God.
Want me to do a speed one? Time to rank the brothers, rank them one and two.
Okay.
Number one is Grant, and that's just because he's better looking.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We're so glad you listen. We're so glad you're here. Please tell other people about this show. We're continuing to grow it and change it. New set, 2026 Girl Something. What? 2026
Girl
something.
Wait, wait. If you do a fast round, it's 2026
Girl
Something.
Girl Something.
Girl Something. Anyway, bye.
Hey, Piper, put your shoes on.
Girl Cook Something.
Girl Cook Something. Boy Have Whimsy.
We love you so bad.
We love you all.
And we love you up, and we love you down, and we love you side to side. We love you in a normal way, in a normal
direction.
Parasocial direction.
Yes. And to our youngest listeners.
Why did you sing over me?